There's a gay spirit singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. There's a gay spirit moving round this land, calling us to a time of open love.
Welcome to Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT, and this segment is called Queer Music Heritage. I'm J.D. Doyle, and I'm here on the fourth Monday of each month to bring you an hour devoted to our culture's music. I plan to cover a lot of territory in terms of years and types of music. Mostly, I just don't think gay and lesbian music of the past should be forgotten. And I try to give a little information about the music and artists as I go. I also slip in songs from the present as well. I introduce this segment with the song Gay Spirit by Charlie Murphy from the 1979 album Walls to Roses. It's one of my favorite gay anthems, and here's just a little more of it.
It's a gay spirit singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. A gay spirit moving round this land, calling us to a time of open love.
In 1974, Stephen Grossman released his album Caravan Tonight. He has the distinction of being the first openly gay artist signed to a major label, in this case, Mercury, and the lyrics were even on the album jacket. Grossman died of AIDS in 1991. From that album, here's the song, Out.
Mama, dear mama, I have something important to say. Yes, I know you didn't plan on me turning out this way. Well, you didn't fail me, mama, and I don't love you any less. Cause for me it's just a matter of what suits me best. Well, no, it's hard for you to take, and it's nothing you would brag when your firstborn turns out to be gay. Papa, oh Papa, did I spoil your dreams? I know you wanted to see me marching in the Marines. Well, that won't prove my manhood, as it didn't prove yours. I went to talk to that landlord while you stood behind the door. Well, I hear you calling me crazy, but I think it's out of fear, cause you're not so sure that you aren't. Brother, hey little brother, tell me what you're gonna do. If everything that has happened to me someday happens to you, will you try to grin and bear it? Will you hate yourself inside? Will you walk with me in the sunshine? Cause there's really nothing to hide. Cause there are all kinds of people who happen to be this way, and there's really nothing wrong with being the way that you want to, yeah. Nothing wrong with being, you know it's okay.
Do 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 do. That was Out by Stephen Grossman. Since there will be so many obscurities heard on this show, I thought those of you on the Internet would like to be able to see photos of the artists and recordings and view the playlist, so therefore you'll be able to see the cover of Stephen Grossman's historic album. You can do that at www.queermusicheritage.com.
You'll always shine in front of me. All the world could see they wanted to erase this flag for you. Me too.
This is Sonia of Disappear Fear, and you're listening to Queer Music Heritage on KPFT in Houston. And also, be sure to listen every Saturday night at midnight to After Hours with Jimmy Carper. It's Queer Radio with Attitude.
Me too.
Next up is the song I Miss You by Blackberry. That was a little bit of the song I Miss You by Blackberry from his 1981 album Blackberry and Friends, Finally. And Blackberry is the feature artist on tonight's show, and I'm delighted to be able to share an interview I did with him. He is a pioneer of gay-oriented music. I first became acquainted with his music because two of his songs are on the Various Artists album from 1979 called Walls to Roses. That album includes the song Gay Spirit by Charlie Murphy, which I use to start off every show. And Walls to Roses is kind of a landmark album because it was put together by a collective of gay and straight men supporting the struggle against sexism. Blackberry was invited to participate because of his music and long history of activism. When I began researching his work, I was surprised at how many different areas he has touched. He was one of the first openly gay artists to perform his music live on the radio on two San Francisco area stations. You will hear him talk about Stephen Grossman, whom you heard at the beginning of the show, and his music was included in the wonderful documentary Word Is Out. That film was from 1978 and was produced by Peter Adair, and was one of the first films to present our stories from our point of view. And Blackberry made contributions to the movies Looking for Langston and Tongues Untied that dealt with black gay America. He was born Charles Ashmore in 1945, and I asked him about his name. How did you get the name Blackberry?
I was living in a community in Tucson that defined itself as a feminist community. This community that I lived in was near the university, where a group of folks had kind of all moved in the same vicinity, and we had the same politics. You know, it was near the women's building, and I had started a gay liberation group. One of the things that we decided to do as a community at one point was to choose names that didn't refer to us as gender. I got the name Blackberry from one of the women in the group.
Did you change it legally?
I changed it legally.
And when did you start making your own music?
I started making music when I was a kid. And I started writing songs when I was in my teens.
Did you start out with a certain style, like gospel or blues?
Yeah, I actually started out. When I started writing for a gospel group. I was in a gospel group. I had learned a lot of different styles from just growing up.
When you finally got to the point where you were doing recording, how would you describe your musical style then? Like for someone who hasn't heard it?
Eclectic. That's all I could say. I use music to communicate certain moods and certain feelings, and certain styles of music say things better than other styles, I feel. So I try to use a style of music that would express what I'm trying to say.
I understand that you worked with Stephen Grossman a little bit. Can you tell us about that?
I met Stephen when I came to San Francisco early, I guess 75. I had been in the Bay Area for about a year. We did some concerts together, and we did the first openly gay music program on KQED. It was called Two Songmakers.
Was it a series or one show?
The one-time show. It was produced by a Canadian engineer named Steve O'Neill.
What happened in your career next?
In my career next, I met Peter Dare, who was interested in one of my songs for his film, The Word Is Out. I got interviewed for the film, but for some reason or another, I didn't make it. But my song made it, yeah.
In the film, it was done by the group Buena Vista. What do you think of their version of it?
It was okay. They called it He's Okay, but the song was really It's Okay, but That's Okay.
I remember growing as a child. I had a childhood lover. And like two boys would often do, we would cling to each other. I was slightly older, though we both were only 10. And I wonder if he loves me now, like we did each other then. Can't you see, he's good for me, he's okay, okay. Can't you see, he's good for me, he's okay. And as I grew, my love grew for that guy. Together we walk hand in hand, and our love reached the sky. People didn't understand, ridicule destroyed our plans. Until he finally stayed away from me, just so they would live.
Thank you.
That was Buena Vista's version of He's Okay from the movie Word Is Out. Next, I asked Blackberry about his live radio work. Was Fruit Punch in there somewhere?
Fruit Punch featured me a lot. I did a lot of benefits for them. I did a lot of on-air live concerts, some in the studio, some were simulcast from different venues.
For the benefit of the listeners, what is Fruit Punch?
Fruit Punch is listener-sponsored radio on KPFA, the Pacifica station in Berkeley, that broadcasts out of Berkeley.
So how did you get to Walls to Roses?
Walls to Roses. I don't know how I got to Walls to Roses. Somebody, I guess, had passed my name to Willie.
Willie Sordill.
Yeah, when they were looking for people to participate.
Was all the recording done pretty much at the same time? So were all the artists together at the same time?
Pretty much, yeah. We're all in the studio at the same time.
Did you write those songs for that album, or did you already have them written?
They were already written.
These were ones that you had been performing and so forth.
Yeah, I had been performing them before. The Flower of the Weeds was an old song, actually. But When Will the Ignorance End came around the time of Baki, and I tried to do something that would tie in all the struggles together.
From the Walls to Roses album, here is When Will the Ignorance End.
Tell you the whole thing. No, that ain't all. We lost in Eugene.
When will the ignorance end? When will humankind learn to be friends?
A loss for one of the minority. Loss for everyone. Take Baki, gay rights, even ERA. Come on, these battles must be won. We got to win together.
Oh, things will be better.
That was When Will the Ignorance End from the album Walls to Roses. And then next came your solo album?
Yeah, after that came the solo album.
It was called Blackberry and Friends, Finally. How come the finally?
Well, because we had started on it in 79 and ran out of funds and had to raise money to finish it. And people were waiting on it. So it's like we finally got it done.
I asked Blackberry about Richard Jaworykin. I need to interject who Richard is. I'm one of those music collectors who reads all the album credits, and I've seen Richard's name on many albums. For example, he was in Doug Stevens' band on Doug's second album. He's been a member of the Alex Chilton band, and he's played drums as a session artist on countless albums. But many of them know him as Michael Callan's lover, and he produced the posthumous album of Michael's work called Legacy. So for me, it was natural to ask about Richard Jaworykin. Richard Jaworykin was on that album. Can you tell me about working with him?
Richard, I was working with Richard a long time before that album.
He would play for your shows?
Yeah. It was just, we were like, basically, I was like a trio. Richard and the bass player, Freddie from Buena Vista, the three of us had like a little trio.
This was in San Francisco?
This was in San Francisco, yeah.
Was Richard in Buena Vista?
Yeah, Richard was in Buena Vista.
So that ties the circle, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Before I leave 1981, I want to ask about the song It's Okay. Did it have any particular meaning, or were you trying to say something?
No, it was actually about my first love. It's Okay was about an affair that I had with a boy in my neighborhood that lasted, I guess, about 9 years.
What neighborhood was that?
I grew up in Baltimore. We came out at a time of that was coming out was not even popular. But we didn't care. We were in our early teens.
I remember growing as a child. Had a childhood love. Like two boys will often do, where we clung close to each other. I was slightly older, but we were for only 10. And wonder if you love me now, like we did each other then. Can't you see? It's good for me. It's okay. Can't you see? It's good for me, good for me. It's okay. Let us grow in our way. Whatever. It's okay.
It's okay.
Let us grow in our way. Yeah. As I grew into my teens, well, my love grew for this guy. Together we walked hand in hand, and our love did reach the sky. People didn't understand, no. Ridicule and destroying our plan. Pretty soon, he stayed away from me. Just so people let us be.
Can't you see?
It's good for me, good for me. It's okay. Okay, now. Can't you see? It's good for me, good for me. It's okay. Okay, okay. Let us grow in our way. Let us grow in our way. Yeah. Years passed by. Pretty soon I grew up my mind now to be a man. La 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 la. But not in the rose. And I searched my soul till I found the hole. And now, somehow, I feel that I understand.
It's Okay is my favorite song on the album. Is it yours, or which is your favorite?
I guess they're all my favorites, really, because they made it to the album.
Another song that is very out on that album is the one about Tony, and that's also almost a country and western song.
Oh, it is a country and western song, not almost.
Okay.
That was a lament song. Tony was a young man I met at the Castro Street Fair. I met him and another boy. I had brought both of them home with me.
At the same time?
Huh?
At the same time?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You know, this was the 70s, so you could do stuff.
I'm glad you're with me. We will have a pleasant time. And as I hold you in my arms, this peace goes through my mind. Your skin so brown, so beautiful. Your eyes are smiling brightly. I can feel your spirit being free. I remember his eyes once smiled for me. So now I try to fantasize that he and I never met. Oh, I'm trying hard, so awfully hard. Record players playing softly, and you and I were all alone. And as I lay my head on you, I can feel my poor heart moan. It's not because I'm not happy with you, it's just because I'm sad. You'll never know the way it was. Just remembering makes me feel bad. So now I try to fantasize that he and I never met. Oh, I'm trying hard, so awfully hard. I'm trying hard to fantasize that he and I never met. Oh, I'm trying hard, so awfully hard, still means to forget. I don't want to think about the boy anymore. I don't want to think about the boy anymore. Take me.
That was the song Please Help Me to Forget from Blackberry's album called Blackberry and Friends, Finally. In 1989, Isaac Julian directed a movie in Britain called Looking for Langston. It dealt with the life of Langston Hughes, who was one of the most noted black poets of a period of the 1920s known as the Harlem Renaissance. Many believe Langston Hughes was gay. And in 1991, Marlon Riggs directed the movie Tongues Untied about African-American gay life. I asked Blackberry about his contribution to both of these movies. Okay, I want to jump to Looking for Langston. How did you get involved with that movie?
The filmmaker Isaac Julian came to a People of Color conference in L.A., and he saw me perform. And he liked Beautiful Black Man. A lot of the film, especially the club thing, was written around the song, really. And Blues for Langston was supposed to be the title song for the film, but they liked that song so much that they just decided to use it in the film itself. So it got woven throughout the film with Beautiful Black Man.
Beautiful Black Man from Looking for Langston. Did that lead you to Tongues Untied and you working with Marlon Riggs?
Marlon had contacted me. He actually wanted to use Beautiful Black Man in Tongues Untied. It was already in Looking for Langston. So Marlon liked my voice, so he used me in his last five films, actually.
You were in Tongues Untied, right?
I was in Tongues Untied. I was in No Regrets, and there's a little short cameo thing in Black is Black Ain't, but it's so short you wouldn't even know it. It's real short.
Black Bear's music continued into the 90s. In 1998, my favorite gay folk artist, Mark Weigel, invited Blackberry to sing on his CD, The Truth Is, and that album went on to be nominated for a Glamour Award in the debut album category. So naturally, I asked Blackberry about the song he did on that album. Tell me about working with Mark Weigel. How did you meet him?
Mark was a friend of somebody that I knew in somewhere in the Midwest who knew Mark and gave Mark my phone number. And Mark came to the Bay Area. He contacted me and he brought me his first tape, and I listened to it and formed a friendship, and we stayed in touch. And then he called me one day and said he had this project he was working on, and he wanted me to hear the song, and I liked it, and I said, sure, I'd like to do it. He came and got me from work one day. I was supposed to be working, but we stole away for a few hours in the studio. And laid those tracks down and then got me back to work before anybody knew I was missing.
I was also able to get some comments from Mark Weigel about working with Blackberry on his song.
I first saw Blackberry perform in San Francisco a few years back and had never heard his stuff before. I was just absolutely blown away. I mean, the guy's so professional and talented, and then to find out that he'd been putting out openly gay lyric folk music back in the 70s and stuff, I was just really inspired. And so when it came time for me to record the first CD, he's in the Bay Area where I'm from, and I just thought it would be a great idea. I kind of rewrote No More Nights Alone to be a duet and invited him to join me, which was really a thrill for me. And we came into the studio, and I'm about maybe 5'8", little thin white guy, and Blackberry is like 6 foot something and big barrel chested and has dreadlocks down to his ankles, big white salt and pepper dreadlocks. And here we're coming in to look deeply into each other's eyes and sing this love song to each other. And my sound engineer just saw us come through the door, and his jaw dropped and realized quite our contrast until that moment. But so, and Blackberry got up and sang his part of the song, and he really did it differently than I had originally written and sung the melody for years. And so I was kind of caught off guard. And then as I listened to what he did, I just absolutely loved it. And by the time I got up there to do my part, I was just all into it. And at my vocals, a one take, I was just feeling all sexy about the whole thing and just did it all at once. So I'm really happy with the way it turned out. People will come up to me all over the country when they see his name on the back of the CD. And, you know, I've had people break into tears saying, oh, you know, I saw Blackberry years ago, or we both worked in this organization in New York in the 70s or whatever. And they're so happy to know that he's still around. And, you know, that always feels really good to me.
From Mark Weigel's album, The Truth Is, here is Mark and Blackberry singing No More Nights Alone.
I knew the moment I looked in your eyes, I'd seen them in an old mirror of mine. Read the message from the bottle of your mind. I knew from the first touch of your hand what no one before me could understand. How long you've been aching for the touch of a man. When you came into my arms, it felt like coming home. I could feel the pain melting away from all of those nights alone. Shining in dreams of mine, you'd finally come true into my life. I knew from the first touch of your hand, you were the one who would understand how long of a man. When you came into my arms, it felt like coming home, and I could feel the pain melting. Nights alone.
Hi, this is Blackberry. You're listening to Queer Music Heritage on KPFT, my favorite.
Well, since I asked Mark Weigel to tell us about working with Blackberry, I figured it was fair to ask Sonia of Disappear Fear to tell us about working with Mark Weigel.
Mark Weigel! I love him. I was in California. Excuse me, he had joined me at Long Beach Pride last year, and that was fun. And he just has a really cool voice. He just sings from his heart, and I like his music a lot. So he had asked me if I would come and sing some on his album, and I said absolutely, and we were able to coordinate it. I liked the song, and we did it. But he's a good guy.
So here is a duet by Mark Weigel and Sonia called Other Houses from Mark's album All That Matters. Sonia is one of my favorite artists. She was a member of the highly acclaimed duo Disappear Fear, along with her sister Cindy Frank. Between 1988 and 1996, they released 5 outstanding albums. In 1998 and 99, she released 2 albums as a solo act, and I think they were even more incredible. Between her solo work and that with Disappear Fear, they were among the most nominated artists in the history of the Gay and Lesbian American Music Awards, the GLAMAs. They got 9 nominations and won 3. So I'm very pleased that she's released a new album, and I got these comments from her. Sonia, tell us about the new CD.
The new CD. Oh, my new CD.
What's the name of it?
It's going to be called Sonia Live at the Down Home. And the Down Home is a little fun acoustic joint in eastern Tennessee in Johnson City. I love playing there. I just love the room, just is wild and fun and crazy. And I've had some really magical moments there, so I thought it would be kind of cool to run a tape. And so it worked out quite well.
And how is this one different from your last two CDs?
It's totally live. There's, you know, there's as much audience on it as there is me. Lots of hooting and hollering and going crazy and a lot of sweat. And, you know, nothing's corrected. It's really rough and ready and raw and fun. And it's all right there.
From the new album, let's hear Fallen.
Would you please welcome Sonia?
Thank you for being here tonight and everything, and just coming in from the cold, we're just gonna be together. So feel free to sing whenever you feel like it.
I'd love to hear about the song, Me Too.
Well, my partner, Terry, when she was a little girl, was had a brother who was about 3 years older than her. And everything that he ever wanted, she would always just say, me too, all the time. And in fact, her parents thought she had no other vocabulary except that. But she did. And so that's kind of how the phrase started, because that's really all she said for like the first, 3, 4, 5 years of her life. And then as time went on, the story really is of her relationship with her father. She's very proud of her father and his time in the military, and they were very close. It was really her words that painted the picture, and I really took that and put that into the song. And then the idea of the flag, I mean, really what it is it's a love for, it's a love I think that all of us have, that underneath all this mucky muck is a pure love, and that is what brings us together. And that I think this was based on a collective idea, an idea that people could live, different people of different beliefs and rituals could live together peacefully, and that together we would build this place called America. And it's that her father went to fight for this country, and it was that he instilled in her. So just because she ended up being gay, those rights shouldn't be taken away from her. And the latter part of the song, I had this vision of her talking to her father, and that's my vision. That's not exactly the way it was, but it is for me. And to me, that's the way it can be.
Before we hear the song, I want to thank you all for tuning into the show. And I especially want to thank Blackberry for my feature interview, and Sonia and Mark Weigel for their interview comments. And if you have questions or comments about any of the music I featured, please email me at qmheritage@aol.com. This is J.D. Doyle for Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT in Houston, and I'll be back on the fourth Monday of next month with another installment of Queer Music Heritage. Now from Sonia's new CD, Sonia Live at the Down Home, here is Me Too.
This is a picture that was conveyed to me, so it's the way I painted it. Fresh pressed uniform. He came home on a stretcher in 1966. Welcome back, fellow Americans. Throw in tomatoes and sticks. He said, darling, don't you worry. There are two sides to everything. And I did what I believed in. And I want you to do the same. I stood up for my country, yeah. That's a solid bet. And I'll stand up for freedom every chance I get. 'Cause America shines. They wanted to raise this flag for you. Me too. She grew up on the Bible, and she grew up on love. She grew up thinking she could change the world if she only worked hard enough. So she became a lawyer, hoped to marry a good-looking man. But she fell in love with the girl next door, so that wasn't part of the plan. But America shines in front of me. All the world could place this flag for you. Me too. The years spin by while the corn grows high. For every train you catch, you miss one. So much of life just races by. It was time to tell Daddy this one. She sat down in the corner. She could still see the door. She said, "Daddy, I gotta tell you something I've never said before." And he said, "Shh. Everybody has a war. See, it's not about oil, and it's not about guns, and it's not about rainbows. It's about daughters and sons. If you believe in tomorrow, I have taught you well. 'Cause if you don't believe in yourself, then life's a living hell. And you'll always shine in front of me. All the world could see if they wanted to. I'll raise this flag for you. Me too. Thank you.